If you host guests on your health-focused podcast, how can you make sure that you stand out to them and you don't end up just another forgettable interview that they did? Knowing what to do to stand out and make your guests love you will get you a better ROI for a variety of reasons. Better conversations means more engaged and happy listeners, free promotion, referrals, you'll have an easier time booking future guests, and more. So today I'll share with you how you can make sure you are getting the most from guests and that they walk away after the interviews feeling great about you. I'm Joel Oliver. This is Profits Through Podcasting, where we help health-focused entrepreneurs generate leads and revenue for their businesses through podcasting. So making your podcast guests love you starts from the moment you send them the invite, or perhaps even earlier than that, if you knew them beforehand, because that is often a prerequisite in these days of crowded inboxes and busy lives. I'm not going to get into pitching in this episode, but we're going to pick it up as if you've now got a potential guest who has agreed to join your show for a conversation. So you've reached out or you've asked them, they've said yes. Now, where do we go from here? How can you make your guest feel like a VIP, feel respected and appreciated? Let's start with a pre-interview portion. Okay, so I said the moment they schedule with you. So what happens before leading up to the actual interview? So you want to start with ensuring that you are coming across as a professional. You know what you're doing. It is not your first time, even if it is. Don't say that. Don't act nervous. Those sorts of things. Okay, so how do we begin? Well, we start by using a scheduling system. That could be something like Calendly, or there are other alternatives as well, allowing them to efficiently book a time and get it on both of your calendars. This avoids the tedious back and forth. Does this time work? No. Does this time work? Avoids any confusion around time zones and makes sure neither of you forget. The last thing you want is someone to book and then you say, oh, I'm sorry, I had an appointment there. I didn't have my calendar working. No. You can't have that. Okay, so allot the calendar time as you see fit. Some people prefer to do a couple days a month and do a whole bunch of interviews at once. So in that case, allow those on your calendar and make people book within that time frame. Whatever your preferred schedule is, others prefer to do a day a week or, you know, only in mornings, whatever it works for you, put that on your calendar and then allow the people to book. And that will then be suited to your workflow. If you've got a Calendly already for, you're using for something like discovery calls or client calls, you can just set up a new event type there for your podcast recordings and you'll be all set. On the booking form for this event, you want to include some fields to collect the most important information from the guests. I like to get social media, their bio, their website, perhaps find out if they're currently promoting anything that they would like to talk about or any specific subject matter they would like to talk about. I don't ever, though, make all of these fields mandatory, because if you're getting a higher profile guest, you want to just make it easy. Now, maybe they have an assistant to fill it out, but you don't want to get someone who's giving up some very valuable time and then they look at this form with a bunch of questions and say, I'm not doing that. So it's good to have those questions there, but don't make them mandatory. Most people will fill them in. So from here, once they've scheduled, have a system in place that is either fully or at least partially automated that's going to consist of some preparation material for them, some reminders, and then anything else that you might need to chat with them about, plus some things on your end, some behind the scenes things. So what should normally happen when a guest books? It should trigger them receiving a prep sheet. So on that, I like to have how to get good audio quality, what the podcast is about, how long you'll need them for, just a heads up on what they're getting into. You can customize that or have it fairly generic. I'm going to link in our show notes. I have a podcast guest prep sheet you can download and customize to your own show. Some people like to do a tech check before the interview as well. Like they actually schedule a quick call before the interview at some point to make sure everything looks and sounds good. Have a backup plan in place if something is not working or they have time to fix it before then. So that's your call. Not everyone is up for doing multiple call bookings, but anyway, it happens as well. So that's the first thing that should happen from this booking. They get a prep sheet. Next, it should go into a Google spreadsheet or an Airtable sheet, something like that to help you organize and prepare. So I personally use Airtable when I have guests book. It brings this data, so the answers to their questions, like their social links, their bio, it brings that into my sheet. And from there, I can actually drag it around so I can put it in order with the next episodes, put a date to it, status, that sort of thing. So all that stuff was already in there automatically. I didn't have to go manually take it, copy and paste it into the sheet. It's there. It's really cool. So I highly recommend that. You can also track the status of that episode as it moves throughout your system. So pre-recording, recorded, editing, published, that sort of thing. The other thing that should happen, and it's triggered from this booking, is you or an assistant are reminded to do proper preparation. And I'll get into that a little more shortly, but essentially getting ready for the interviews. Okay, so that there, that outlined the pre-interview portion, what you need to have done, be thinking about before the interview occurs. But there is another thing that plays into the actual interview itself. You will want to get done before the interview, but it's very relevant to doing the actual interview. This thing that will help make your podcast guest loves you, that is getting to work behind the scenes, either yourself or an assistant, however things look on your side, to make sure you show up prepared to have a great conversation. So what does that mean? Well, some research, understanding your audience and your ideal client, maybe even posting and asking them if they have questions, suggestions for this guest or on the topic that you're going to be discussing. But you really want to put in some good effort here and show up with some unique questions, not just unique for the sake of it, like what's the most irreverent thing I could think of that no one's ever asked, but maybe some deep thinking questions that the guest doesn't get all the time, but could be very interesting for them to answer and also interesting for your audience to hear. How do I recommend doing this? I think social media is a great thing. You can check into their recent posts, see what they've been talking about. Maybe you can surprise them this way. If you happen to know a specific thing that they just posted about a few days ago, they'll be impressed by that. Look at other interviews that they've done on other podcast episodes to hear if there were things that came up that you feel should have been delved into more deeply. Videos they post, whatever you can find. I've noticed on Grok as well, because it's connected to X, if they have an X account, you can actually ask it. Maybe ChatGPT does this now too, but I haven't checked in a while, but you can ask it for some podcast questions and you can tell it specifically, check their X account, check their recent posts and see what's on their mind. So it's kind of a way to expedite that whole process. So here, not only do we want to be impressively prepared, but also ideally not missing anything obvious. This is another great thing by checking their recent posts. You can see, did they just have a big life event? What's the name of their book? You don't want to get the name of their book wrong. All these sorts of things, like just going through all of this will really help you show up prepared, because I've seen this type of mistake happen where people go the whole interview misquoting the name of the book or something. And then at the end they go, oh no, I got to edit that out. And it just doesn't look good. It doesn't make them feel genuinely valued when you couldn't even figure out the title of their book. Right. So this is why preparation is so important. They are not going to get a good impression of you and feel valued if you show up and barely know who they are, or maybe pronounce their name wrong, whatever. Okay. So preparation is really important beforehand. The next thing we want to do to make your podcast guests love you is going to happen during the actual interview. Avoid doing anything too far along the lines of, oh, wow, I'm so nervous to be talking to you. I've never done a podcast before, that sort of thing. Show up, act confident, act professional. Even if you're nervous, don't be saying that type of thing to people. You get the right guest on who's maybe a bit of a bigger name and you're a newer podcast. You don't want them thinking, what am I doing here? You know, this person that has no listeners yet is taking an hour of my time. Don't make them feel like that, okay? It's good to be genuine and relaxed, but there are some things that we might just want to keep to ourselves. We don't want to go too far as to make them say, yeah, what did I sign up for? This was a bad idea. Okay, so transmit confidence. During the interview, you want to practice active listening. Do not be so distracted that you miss important things that they say. Ensure you're paying attention and really listening. Don't be thinking ahead, looking at the next question, not paying attention to what they're saying. Good preparation helps you with this, but also don't be afraid to touch on some things that may not have been on your list. When you have proper preparation done, you don't need to worry about what's next because you always have it there, but it's good to have a notepad nearby and maybe jot something down if they mentioned an interesting point that you want to explore further. If they say something that could be very interesting, don't just robotically move on to the next question and make sure you respect their time as well. You can always edit things out later, but if there's something interesting there, try to get that extra bit of the conversation because you never know, could be a gem. You also want to let the guest shine. So feel out the situation. Some will be more conversations, which can be okay, where you're taking a little more part in. Others will be more interview, where you're really just asking questions and the guest should be doing most of the talking. Especially I find with higher profile guests, but it can really apply to any. They're just a lot of times joining you to share, not so much listen to your life story. So be mindful of that. That's all. You know, I'm not trying to rain on the parade or say not to have a conversation, but just realize why the person is there. If they're there to share their insights and knowledge, and then you're spending half the time telling them about your life, they may not appreciate that. So just be aware of that. You can even do an extra solo episode later if you want to reflect on some of the things that were discussed. That way you maximize the time with the guest, but you still get to have your say about it later and make them feel like the star while they're on with you. Now, once the interview is done, how do we continue ensuring that the podcast guest loves us? Well, before you end the call, thank them, let them know when they can expect to hear from you. If you want to build a relationship for a moment there, or even before the interview for that matter, you know, say or ask something. You can mention the approximate published date here, but this will be the time to just get a little further insight on their life. How's your day going? Whatever it is that you want to talk about that isn't really relevant to the interview. Don't ever make them feel like they're just the next one in here. You're just an interview factory. They're rolling up. Got to get them in, get them out. You know, you want to be giving value to them and make them feel appreciated. So have a nice goodbye. And from there, optionally, if you want to send a personalized email thank you right away, you can, with another reminder of the timeline for the episode release, what you are going to do later or send to them, like video clips, social media, that sort of thing. I like to give them a heads up that I will send this. I will give this to you before the date. And this is going to be the date or the approximate date. We'll be in touch. Also at that point, I like to connect on social media. If I haven't already, well, you're fresh in their mind. They'll see your name. They'll maybe follow you back or connect back with you on LinkedIn. And then of course, before the episode drops, send them all those things that you promised. So tag them in posts. It's a great way to try to get some exposure. Collaborative post on Instagram, try to get them to join in and repost is great. Make them look great. Don't cheap out on the content. No reels with spelling mistakes, just tacky, poor quality stuff. They're not going to want to reshare that. It's going to be embarrassing. Make sure that you give them back quality stuff and they'll be proud to share it. Okay, so with that comes proper quality editing and production on your podcast. Help them promote whatever is valuable to them as well. So if they told you something on the show or beforehand that they have a course out now or coming up, make sure you are promoting that to your network, your clients, whatever you kind of agreed upon, even if it wasn't strict agreement, you kind of said, oh, I'll promote that for you. You know, help them out. Make them see that you are making an effort to help them. Some people like to even mail physical thank you gifts or cards. If that's you, you can make that happen. There are ways to do that online, various services, or however you like to do it. That's a possibility. Just depends on your situation and your personal preference. From there, I suggest setting up future check-ins. Keep them in mind. If you want to introduce them to other guests or you have an opportunity for them, if you have a Facebook group or community, you could also offer them the opportunity to speak in there, sponsored email list. Have them send out a letter to your list, whatever the case. There are all kinds of possibilities here. The sky is the limit in terms of creativity. But the key thing here is to make the guest feel great about appearing on your show. They feel like you're professional, you're confident, you asked them some great questions, you really cared about them, you took the time to keep in touch with them, follow up with them, help promote the episode, gave them assets to make themselves look good on social media. All those sorts of things is going to make the guest love you. Okay. So to recap once more, it's the preparation ahead of time, your system, your automation, getting them scheduled and prepared. Then it is the personalized and careful preparation for the interview. And finally, the follow-up after the interview. Okay. Making them look great, provide value, the social media, the weeks and months to follow, keeping that relationship going and checking in, seeing how they are. Not letting it just seem like they were just another interview that you did and completely forgot about. Okay. So I will put the guest prep sheet in the show notes for you if you want to get that and include it as part of your podcast scheduling automation to make your guests love you. And if you're looking for help saving time every week with your podcast and ensuring that you've got a quality production, head to eastcoaststudio.com or check the links in the show notes to book your podcast vitality call today.